What would you do if your investment firm was collapsing, with clients withdrawing funds daily? When Michael Lee Chin faced this crisis in 1999, he made a decision that defied conventional wisdom, pouring every available cent into a single stock while simultaneously selling other holdings to meet redemptions. This seemingly reckless move transformed his company into Canada's largest privately held mutual fund company and made him a billionaire. What appeared to outsiders as a gamble was actually the product of integrative thinking, the ability to hold opposing ideas simultaneously without losing the ability to function. This cognitive approach has transformed companies from Apple to Starbucks and influenced fields from education to healthcare. What makes it so powerful isn't that it offers incremental improvements, it creates entirely new possibilities where none seemed to exist before. The opposable mind, like our opposable thumbs that create tension with fingers to enable sophisticated actions, can hold conflicting ideas in constructive tension to generate superior solutions that transcend traditional trade-offs.
Most people select one option over another when facing difficult choices. Integrative thinkers refuse to accept they must choose between existing, flawed alternatives. Isidore Sharp, Four Seasons Hotels founder, exemplifies this approach. When entering the industry, he faced two dominant models: small hotels with personalized service but limited amenities, or large convention hotels with extensive amenities but impersonal service. Rather than choosing between them, Sharp created medium-sized hotels combining intimacy with comprehensive amenities. Conventional wisdom deemed this economically impossible. Sharp's insight was that superior service could command premium prices, supporting luxury amenities in smaller properties. His foundation was treating employees exceptionally well, creating a culture where staff genuinely cared for guests. "I'm not an either-or kind of guy," explains A.G. Laffley, who transformed struggling Procter & Gamble by simultaneously cutting costs and investing in innovation. This "and" rather than "or" thinking doubled P&G's stock price within 4 years while delivering consistent growth and double-digit profit increases.
What sets integrative thinkers apart? Their approach differs across four cognitive steps. 1. Embracing complexity. While conventional thinkers simplify by considering fewer variables, integrative thinkers welcome complexity. Steve Jobs developed the iPod considering not just technical specifications, but aesthetics, emotional connection, and the entire music experience. 2. Exploring multi-directional relationships. Rather than seeking simple linear relationships, integrative thinkers explore how variables affect each other. A.G. Laffley viewed product innovation as an interplay between consumer insights, technical capabilities, and retail relationships. 3. Seeing the whole picture. Instead of breaking problems into pieces, integrative thinkers maintain a helicopter view while examining details. Howard Schultz built Starbucks by recognizing how store design, coffee quality, employee satisfaction, and customer experience were intrinsically linked. 4. Creating new possibilities. Instead of making painful trade-offs, integrative thinkers creatively resolve tensions to generate superior solutions. They refuse to accept you can't have it all, and instead ask, how might we have both? The fundamental difference is worldview. Conventional thinkers accept the world as it is, while integrative thinkers welcome the challenge of reshaping it, believing creative solutions exist beyond obvious choices. If integrative thinking is so beneficial, why isn't it more common? One critical barrier is our tendency to confuse our models of reality with reality itself. We constantly swim in an ocean of data, but avoid drowning by filtering information into meaningful narratives. Problems arise when we mistake these simplified models for complete reality. Consider two executives hearing the same customer statement but extracting entirely different meanings. Sally focused on praise of innovation while ignoring cost concerns, while Bill focused exclusively on price pressures. Both created opposing narratives from identical data, each convinced their view was objective truth. Integrative thinkers distinguish between reality and models purporting to reflect it. This intellectual freedom allows them to see beyond conventional assumptions. When A.G. Lawfley became CEO of struggling P&G, he faced opposing models. Viewing P&G primarily as either an R&D company requiring massive innovation investment or as a marketing enterprise that should reduce R&D spending. Rather than choosing sides, Lawfley treated both as hypotheses. He created Connect and Develop, sourcing 50% of innovations externally while leveraging P&G's development and commercialization strengths. This approach transformed a small company's innovation into a $160 million spinbrush product line through P&G's marketing muscle. Our natural tendency towards simplification stems from our struggle with complexity and ambiguity. Stanford theorist Jim March notes that organizations seek to transform confusing, interactive environments into less confusing, less interactive ones. We justify this with the 80-20 rule, accepting minimal effort for maximum results. This simplification undermines integrative thinking by encouraging us to edit out key features, favor simplistic relationships, and construct limited models that lead only to trade-offs. Issy Sharp's Four Seasons succeeded precisely because he embraced complexity while competitors simplified. IDEO, under CEO Tim Brown, demonstrates this through Renaissance teams that design for both function and emotion. When Amtrak approached IDEO to redesign its Acela rail cars, Brown refused to oversimplify. Instead, he convinced Amtrak to reconsider the entire passenger experience, identifying 10 distinct journey steps. Through this holistic approach, IDEO redesigned not just rail cars, but stations, kiosks, workstations, and the entire brand, a breakthrough made possible by embracing complexity rather than avoiding it. Integrative thinking functions as a personal knowledge system with three interconnected components: stance, tools, and experiences. Your stance forms the foundation, defining who you are and your aims. Integrative thinkers see models as constructions rather than reality, view conflicts as opportunities, believe better models exist, and embrace complexity while allowing time for creative solutions. Tools organize your thinking. Three essential ones include generative reasoning, creating multiple prototypes, causal modeling, mapping relationships between variables, and assertive inquiry, exploring others' mental models without defensiveness. Experiences develop sensitivity, making fine distinctions, and skill, consistently producing desired results. These components continuously influence each other. A narrow stance restricts tools and experiences, while an expansive stance drives acquisition of empowering tools and experiences that reinforce success. A.G. Lawfley's 33-year career exemplifies how integrative thinkers develop both mastery and originality. His expertise gave him confidence for bold decisions like converting to compact detergent despite inconclusive testing. As he notes, research is an aid to judgment, not a replacement. Mastery develops through repeated, structured experiences with reflection. Masters quickly identify patterns from similar past situations through deliberate practice, not merely experience. Originality requires experimentation, spontaneity, and openness to new approaches, inherently risking failure. Lawfley demonstrated this by finding opportunities during oil price increases and boldly experimenting with product launches. Effective leaders build deep mastery while preserving originality. Average leaders manage only one. Some develop expertise but never trust their creativity, maintaining operations without innovating. Others express originality but lack expertise to build enduring organizations. In our complex world, moving beyond either-or thinking is crucial for solving pressing problems. By rejecting false trade-offs and embracing the tension between opposing ideas, we unlock transformative possibilities.